April is National Volunteer Month, and Sharon, on Friday, April 4th, will be having an event to honor the volunteers in the town of Sharon. And here to talk about it with us is Gretchen Hoffmeyer of the Hotchkiss Library, Karen DePau of the Sharon Historical Society, and Eileen Fielding of Sharon Audubon Center. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you.
This is the first time for this event in Sharon. Can you tell us how you decided to have a volunteer day?
So the idea, I think, sort of originated and came out of a conversation that the curator of the Historical Society and I were having last year about wanting to think of a way to really appreciate our volunteers and show them kind of what they mean to us, because as a staff of 1.5, and I think the other two ladies on here would agree, we couldn't do what we do without our valuable volunteers, from board members to folks who bake for us for cake sales or cookies for the holidays. And in thinking about that, we kind of came up with doing something in April made sense, with it being National Volunteer Month. And I brought the idea to Gretchen and Eileen, and it kind of ballooned from there, and we decided to do a whole big thing. Gretchen took the baton and ran with it as far as coordinating everything, and I think it's going to be a really fun event and a really fun way for us to make sure that every volunteer in Sharon knows how important they are.
Maybe, Gretchen, you can tell us a little bit about what to expect.
Sure, yes. Well, we're going to have 19 organizations represented, and that includes a few town commissions that are populated by volunteers here in Sharon, and they will be at tables scattered around the entire Hotchkiss Library. We've had such a great response. I think we'll be all around the library, and it will offer an opportunity for people who are currently volunteers to be recognized. I know we have a little something we're going to give to our library volunteers that come as a token of our appreciation, and also a wonderful opportunity for people to get involved in the town more. If they're new in town, if they've been here a while and they, you know, are recently retired maybe and have more time on their hands, they'll be able to talk to people about what they can do at each of these organizations to help, from, you know, once a year helping with a fundraising event, or, you know, someone who goes weekly to the Historical Society to help catalog new items that they receive. So I think it'll be really wonderful, a way to come together. And I think it will also draw attention to the impact that volunteers have on small towns. And as Karen said, you know, these towns simply, we can't exist with, and these organizations, we cannot exist without the wonderful gift of time and talent that volunteers give to us.
It's nice to see someone having an event to highlight that, because I don't think volunteers get thanked that off, because they go in and they do their work, and a lot of the volunteers don't really ask for much, but it's nice to recognize them in one form or another. So I think this is a great event to have. So you'll have, roughly how many organizations are going to be represented?
I believe it's just under 20, and I think Eileen is going to give some details, and I will add to your list, Eileen, that the Sharon Ambulance will also be joining us. They weren't on your list.
Oh, good. Oh, excellent. I was doing the math while you were talking and going, I'm coming up with 18, so now I understand. And I think, too, I agree with everything that's been said about the need to recognize everything that volunteers do in our community, and I would hope that someone who might be new in the community and maybe not volunteering yet would be enticed to attend as well, because they'll be able to see that this is really one of the things that makes Sharon such a great town. And as has been said already, so many things in town rely in very, very much on volunteers. And when you look at the organizations that are going to be represented, another really impressive thing is the range of volunteering. If you take a look at who's coming, first there's Town Governance Service. You know, we have folks from the Conservation Commission, the Sharon Energy and Environment Committee, the Sharon Housing Trust, and then there are all the wonderful human services volunteer organizations, or organizations that rely on volunteers, like Tri-Corner Feed and the Sharon Community Foundation, Sharon Daycare, the Equus Effect, Project SAGE, and I think I already mentioned the Housing Trust. And then In addition to that, it's so rich because we have organizations in the arts, in the humanities, in the environment community, and they all have volunteer forces as well. There's the Playhouse, there's the Historical Society and the Library, and Sharon Audubon, of course, those of us who are on the call right now, the Voice of Art, the Grange, the Women's Club. And I think one of the things that's going to be fun for us, and I hope fun for the volunteers that come, is how many of them are in multiple organizations. And quite often, you know, those folks are the connections between these very busy groups. They understand what more than one group is doing, and they can help us figure out things that we can do together and projects that we might initiate together. I know that's very true of the Playhouse, the Historical Society, the Library, and Sharon Audubon. We may have one of the more unusual volunteer gigs here at Sharon Audubon. We have people feeding baby birds dawn to dusk, but, you know, it takes all kinds. So I'm looking forward to that aspect.
What are you finding, would you say, are the average age of people volunteering here now?
I think it definitely skews to the older population, but we do have some younger folks. What about you guys?
I was just going to say that we definitely, I think the volunteer pool generally tends to skew older because it's folks who maybe have retired, have grown kids who they're not dragging around to sports practices and have a little more time on their hands. But one of the things that we've been seeing also, especially when it comes to some of the younger volunteers we've gotten as of late, is this difference of how our volunteers like to work with us. So some of our younger volunteers are very project-based. They want to come in, they want to work on one project through completion, and then they might stick around a little bit after that. We might not see them again until we've got another project, or maybe they're off of school, so they've only got time in the summer, so we set them up with something that they can do just in that span. And then we've got our tried and trues who come in every Wednesday from 10 to 2 and, you know, just are willing to be put to work on anything we need for them. And I think that's one of the really cool things about volunteering for all of our organizations that sometimes we forget is that the variety of how people want to engage, really there's so many ways to do that, and that we all have different ways to do that. You know, if you really like helping with trail cleanup and keeping the grounds fresh and ready at the Audubon, you might say, you know what, but in the winter, there's not as much of that to do. So maybe I want to do some volunteer hours at the Historical Society. And that's one of the things we really hope to do with this event, is offer people not only a thanks for being volunteers at these organizations, but also to see where their skills might also fit elsewhere.
There's never enough volunteers available. I know.
Correct.
As we get older and we retire, we think we're just going to retire, but most of the time we end up getting bored, and that's why we become volunteers, right? Something to do.
Yeah, I think it adds a lot of meaning for people as well, right? To make a contribution. You can actually see the impact that you're having on the town. And I think, as Eileen said earlier, just looking at this list of people, of organizations and people participating on Friday, it really shows what kind of a town this is, right? What it's like in this corner of the world and the great quality of life we have here. And a lot of that is due to people's dedication and sharing their gifts with us. So it's really, really wonderful.
How would you say, just out in the everyday world, you suddenly decide you would like to get involved? What's the best way for people to go about, you know, besides coming to the event this Friday, going about finding their spot in the volunteer world?
Well, that's a good question. Just ask questions.
Well, we literally have a spot that people find at the Sharon Audubon Center, and I think the grounds and the gardens and the sanctuary and the aviaries kind of speak for themselves. I think people get a little entranced by the magic here, and they want to be part of it, particularly people who care about directly caring for wildlife. So they often just find one of us and ask if there are volunteer opportunities, and they can be of any age. You know, we have teenagers asking that, we have retirees asking that, and we're lucky enough to have someone who has volunteer coordinator in their job description, but of course she wears multiple hats. That's just one of the things that Bethany does at our organization. So that's one thing that people can do at Audubon is show up, find a staff member, and maybe ask for Bethany, and we'll just take it from there. How about everybody else?
Yeah, we've got at the Historical Society, I think probably similarly to how a lot of organizations work, we've got a spot on our website where you can click, it's either join or contribute, and you can click on there and it gives you all kinds of options like donating financially, but it also gives you options for volunteering and donating of your time. And if you click into that, you'll find email addresses that you can reach out to. I think there's forms you can fill out and just in general to reach out and say, hey, we're looking at doing something. And then usually we just have a conversation and find out where it fits best.
And at the library, we have a very active volunteer guild that supports our programming and special events. And they help us to recruit new people. We're always putting messages out in our weekly electronic newsletters when we have a special event that we need help with. And we get a lot of phone calls from people, or people will stop in at the desk and say, I have some time, I'd really love to help out, how can I help? So we're always happy to hear from anybody in any way if they'd like to help out.
Yeah, and volunteering, again, people understand that it's a necessity these days, and probably more so in the not-so-distant future as funding becomes a little sketchy while we're going through a transition period. But the volunteers are such a significant part of the overall program. So anybody, age, no matter what age you are, spare time, think about giving it. If you want to go to the library, the Audubon Center, they have cute animals, so that's why they go to the Audubon Center. If you want to try out government, God bless you, you go to the town hall. And there are other organizations which, of course, you can meet if you come on Friday at, 5 o'clock? Or
5 to 7, yes.
5 to 7, and that's April 4th. And it's called, called Volunteers Make Waves, but it was something I was going to bring up to you as I was looking at the National Volunteer Month. The theme this year is Volunteers Make Waves.
Oh, that's great.
I hear chuckling on that.
Yeah. We went with the slogan, Small Towns Run on Volunteers.
Oh, well, there you go. We hadn't said that yet.
Yeah.
Small Towns Run on Volunteers is the theme in Sharon. All right. So we're happy with that one. Do you, and I hate bringing this up, do you have a rain date just in case?
Oh, we'll be inside, and there'll be refreshments as well.
Okay.
Yeah, just think about it. The volunteers are wonderful people, so even if you aren't really ready to sign up for something right away on Friday, if you aren't already volunteering, it's a great way to meet a whole lot of really friendly people on Friday.
Yeah, that's a great point. And especially when you have the older people, now I move over to the Historical Society, history seems to get dropped sometimes as we go down the road these days. And it's important to have those links back to older folks and seeing young people and old people getting together. And I shouldn't say that, old people, I'm old people. seeing them get together, there can be an exchange of information. And when I tell younger people about, I remember when blah, 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 and they're like, huh? I remember when the telephone didn't go in your car, okay?
Yes, and that knowledge, that ingrained knowledge of people who have been there, lived that, is so important, especially, so one of the things that we have going on is kind of a constant right now, is we're prepping for a photography exhibition that's going to open at the end of May, and in doing so, we're looking through thousands of photographs that we have at the Historical Society, and some of them aren't identified, and so even just folks who can sit around and say, you know what? I'd love to come in and look at Fran Kelsey's photos from the 60s and 70s for a couple hours and help identify, like, I know that farmhouse. I know this corner. I know that person. Some of that is so valuable because once it's lost, it's so much more difficult to find again. So if you like reminiscing, we've got stuff for you at the Historical Society. And if honestly, one of the other really fun things about volunteering at the Historical Society is you get a really up close and personal interaction with the historical items that we're saving for the community. You know, you are the one who gets to handle the diaries and photograph them and read them all. And who doesn't love reading somebody else's diary?
Right. That's a way to put it.
That's kind of, Karen, kind of
reading other people's secrets.
Kind of nosy, don't you think? Okay, folks, I guess we've said all we could say at this point. Once again, Friday, April 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Hotchkiss Library on the Green in Sharon. Sharon Volunteer Recognition and Recruitment Event. Come just for the food and the fun, right? You have light refreshments, you say, so come for that, and then you get a chance to talk to the different people, and maybe you want to be part of it, but, you know, you don't know until you come, so make it a point to be there.
Yes, we hope to see you all there.